tensions in the Gulf obviously create a bit of a perfect storm for economic problems for Australia, according to Treasurer Josh Frydenberg. David Crowe is the Chief Political Correspondent with The Herald and The Age. He's in our Parliament House studio this morning. Good morning, David.
Morning, Hamish.
Obviously, heard Richard Marles talking about it then, but the disruption to oil supplies, Brexit, the China trade war, the drought, the very fact the government feels the need to urge calm, what does that tell us about how worried it is?
It's actually trying to exude calm, but while in the background trying to formulate a policy that will actually keep the growth going. There's a speech that the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg will make tonight to the Business Council of Australia, and he points to the targeting oil fields in the Middle East as a reason for investors to, well, give investors pause, in his word. Then he goes on in the speech to say, but look at the strong fiscal position of the government and the resilience of the economy, the Australian economy. Trouble is, we know that there are already these signs of weakness in the Australian economy. So I think some of the things that the Treasurer himself is pointing to are not quite as robust as the government would like.
David, obviously that dinner tonight, we'll be thinking a lot about the so-called big stick energy laws. We will be speaking to Jennifer Westacott shortly. Has the Liberal Party done enough to convince the business community that this is not going to necessarily hamper it unless it does the wrong thing?
No, it hasn't done enough to placate those concerns. And it's interesting that some of those concerns are quite strongly felt within the Liberal Party room in Canberra. You've got Liberal MPs who are sort of begrudgingly accepting this law and some other ones that are fairly interventionist, go against Liberal Party philosophy. And I think the government's going to tough that out because this was something that they promised before the election. But I think it's a live question over how interventionist the government becomes. I mean, you look at this power to break up energy companies, it's fairly extreme by Liberal Party standards. But the argument that's been made internally to MPs is, well, look, that can only happen if the ACCC fines them and has a series of findings against a company and then takes that to the federal court. MPs have been telling me yesterday, look, they don't expect this power to ever be used. And it's got a sunset provision, so it actually stops in 2025 anyway. So, you know, you look at this and there's a lot of rhetoric about business bashing and going up against the big energy companies, but there's no certainty that this power will be used. But it does startle the Business Council of Australia because it has a chilling effect on investment, in their view.
And David, what do you make of Labor's continued pursuit of Gladys Liu? Are they getting anywhere with it?
They didn't really make any progress yesterday on the substantive issue of whether there are pinging her specifically over some of the donations, for instance. But there are questions about those donations, but we didn't see them really ventilated fully in the Parliament yesterday. It was interesting that Anthony Albanese used question time yesterday to really go after Scott Morrison on questions of about his answers. And, you know, in not being truthful last Friday, it was Anthony Albanese's attack. But it didn't actually land a new blow on Gladys Liu in terms of whether she had not fully disclosed some of her own associations. Now, she still got to produce an audit of her membership of various groups, some of which have been linked to the Communist Party of China. So that's really on her to explain that. She's refused to make a statement to Parliament, which, in my personal view, every MP should be able to do when they're under question. So that's the bare minimum. But at the moment, the government is locking in behind her and exuding confidence about her ability to get through this.
Lot of confidence being exuded all round. David Crowe, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.
David Crowe is the Chief Political Correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and the Melbourne Age.